We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
253, Carton and Roberts. I should mention while we're talking about peppermint bark that Oreo also just announced a new Chromatica cookie with Lady Gaga.
What is that?
I don't know what it is.
Does it taste any different?
No, it's still an Oreo cookie. It's still fantastic. But yeah, they did a deal with Gaga. Chromatica. You can check it out. I'm sure it's online.
Does that really sell, though? People get all excited that Lady Gaga's on a cookie? Well, Was she on a cookie?
I think if you're a diehard fan of hers, you'd buy to support her. Hopefully there's a charitable connection to it. I'm not sure that there is.
I've been to a Lady Gaga concert.
Have you? I like Gaga a lot.
She was good. I enjoyed it.
Many people have asked me, what is the opening song that we play here on the show? Because it's not a commercial hit. It's not a well-known rock band or anything like that. It's actually Bradley Cooper. And the name of the song is Black Eyes, and it's a song from the movie he did with Lady Gaga.
Great movie.
Which was a remake of an old Barbara Streisand movie, which I believe was also a remake.
So it's a triple remake?
Star is Born. Yeah,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I think it's a triple.
I saw the recent one. It was very good. It was very well done, yes.
Great movie.
I think that's the last movie I've seen in the theater. Was A Star Is Born. You wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. And you're not going to see another one for a while.
I know.
Even that Wonder Woman 84, which comes out. What day is it be released? It's soon. Is it Christmas Day or right before then? It's right around there, I think, a couple weeks. So it's on HBO Max. So Big Mac and I were talking. If you have HBO Max, do you just get the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it a deal where you have to be an HBO Max subscriber and then you pay a couple extra bucks? And from what I saw yesterday, if you're an HBO Max subscriber, you get the movie.
Interesting.
You ain't got to pay any extra for it.
Well, how are released movies being released?
They're going to do both. There is going to be a theatrical release, but they recognize ain't nobody going.
Right.
Which sucks because I would love to see that in the iPic Theater.
Oh, yeah.
You know, down by the water. Yeah, that would be that's going to be a badass movie to see in iPic. You ever been to an iPic Theater?
I have.
You lay back.
Oh, I know.
Relax. Push a button. Vodka soda shows up. Push another button. Hamburger, bacon, cheese.
You know what's better?
Push another button. Maybe you get a massage.
Yeah, I was thinking that's what you're
thinking. A lot of buttons you got to push.
You know what? The best way to see a movie? The drive-in. Oh, that's legendary. Old school. Classic.
We are trying to attract 18 to 24-year-olds, Evan.
Well, who goes to drive-in movies?
Not 18 to 24-year-olds.
Nobody.
They watch movies on their phone.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I thought the only ones that go to drive-in movies are 18 to 24-year-olds.
Nobody goes to drive-ins. I know they had a couple pop-up drive-ins, and there used to be a drive-in right near the Whitestone Bridge way back in the
day.
There's
one in Warwick, New York. That's my go-to one.
There you go.
That's where I live in Warwick. There's one in my town.
That's the best one.
It's always been active? Or just COVID active?
No, it's been active forever.
And again,
I think they're off on the winter seasons, though. I think it's just spring and summer.
It shuts down. Because that's the one I go to because me and my wife, and before that when we were dating, we'd go there, go to the wineries, enjoy the wine, see a movie.
Go to Viviano's on Main Street. Absolutely.
New releases or no?
Yeah,
new releases. And they do double features. You get two movies for the price of one.
Yeah.
Bingo.
When I was a little kid, I remember I went to my grandparents. It was a Bruce Lee double feature. And it was like a porno before it.
Not after it.
It was like The Green Door.
The seduction of a young woman, followed by two back-to-back Bruce Lee movies.
And you were watching this with your grandparents?
Yeah, my grandparents. We got there a little too early.
Was it uncomfortable?
She had just been taken advantage of. We got there about 7 minutes too early. She had just been seduced.
Did you ask any questions?
It's called Behind the Green Door. questions.
Did you say
I
grandma?
I saw my mom's boobs when I was in first grade. So I had seen boobs before.
Yeah, but seeing them and then watching an act on a TV screen or a movie screen is a little different.
I don't remember seeing the act.
Oh, okay.
But I remember seeing boobalicious all over
gotcha,
the place.
Gotcha.
My mom had huge knockers. So I remember in first grade, I walked into the bathroom and she was getting out of the shower. I was like, wow, nice knockers, mom. Yeah.
When was the last time you went to a drive-in? You really haven't been in a long time?
Like 30 years, 40, 50 years?
That's the cool thing to do. See, this is where I think you're off.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
Okay.
McMonigle, you live nearby.
I do.
Who usually, and be honest.
It's funny, I've only seen one, and it was Wonder Woman, the original one. I saw Wonder Woman, and then that terrible Will Ferrell movie where him and Amy Poehler start a casino in their house. That was the double
feature. That wasn't bad. I saw that movie.
It was all right. But listen, if I really wanted to go see a movie, no, I would not. Bring down the house. Yeah. I would not go see a movie in a drive-in
no,
if I really wanted to see
a what's the clientele at a drive-in movie?
Oh, a lot of families, honestly.
Oh, is it?
Really? Yeah,
because
no,
the kids
are
station wagons. They,
right, you park opposite way, and you sit in the back of the car. You pop open the trunk of an SUV, and you sit in
there. Because the audio comes through to like a 82.8.
Yes. It's
no,
a,
I know
it comes
that.
Frequency in the radio. Yep.
There you go.
You're missing out on the drive-in, let me tell you.
It's fun, but it's not. If you
do you
really
think
go see a movie,
the radio.com app works for the movie theater audio?
Absolutely not.
No?
No, sure.
It might. You might be able to check it out there, too.
No way.
You could. Here's Frank in Manhattan. Frank, good afternoon. How are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
Long-time listener, first-time caller to your show.
Thank you, sir.
two quick things. First off, both Jets-related. The first thing, Adam Gase. I hate his guts. I'm actually a Dolphins fan and struggled with having to live and watch a team led by this guy, and he's horrendous. The greatest thing the Dolphins ever did was let him quit.
You know, Frank, I admire you because one thing that really annoyed me about Adam Gase is I was anti the Gase hiring, much like you. You sound like a smart Dolphin fan, and I had two in particular Dolphin fans lecture me about, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Gase is great. He's going to be a great hire. And I'll name the names. John Jastrzemski, who I love, but JJ was like, oh, no, you're wrong about Gase. He knows what he's doing. And Stephen Howard Beach. And it just annoys me even more how bad Gase is that I had these two Dolphin fans tell me, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. This guy's a hell of a coach. I appreciate our last caller because he saw what he was watching.
Yeah.
He saw he wasn't a good head coach. And it wasn't as obvious with Miami because they did make the playoffs. They won more games. With the Jets, it's obvious.
Well, yeah. you're also seeing what you brought up yesterday, though.
What's up?
And you might see it again a few years from now. Ryan Tannehill. We'll see what happens.
Yes.
We'll see what happens with Sam Darnold.
Yes.
If he is, once he is divorced from Adam Gase.
Yes.
If his career flourishes. Now, it's not exactly black and white, but that goes on your resume.
You did. Now,
if you're
going to
take credit for Peyton Manning's success, then you got to eat the bullet on Tannehill, and we'll see what happens.
And
with
it's
Sam.
Far worse because no reasonable football fan gives Adam Gase any credit for Peyton Manning. Nobody.
And remind me, guys, at 4 o'clock, Roger Goodell just said something that might be the dumbest thing any team, league. Czar, CEO, commissioner, man in charge has ever said in the history of professional sports.
Even dumber than they won a piece of metal. Even dumber than that from the commissioner of Major League Baseball with the Houston Astros. It's just a piece of metal. Even dumber than that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes. Everyone will forget the metal comment when you hear what Roger Goodell said.
Okay.
I'm reading it and it's in front of me. I just got to wrap my head around it. At 4 o'clock, the dumbest thing that's ever been said by a sitting commissioner. Because I'm sure retired ones have said stupid things. But not acting ones.
Okay.
Not this stupid.
All right.
Here's Bob in Verano. Bobby, good afternoon.
Greg.
How are you, buddy?
I'm so happy you're back. I haven't talked to you in 3 years. I missed you, pal.
Well, I appreciate that. How are you, Bobby?
I'm so happy you're back. I'm excited. You're awesome, A+, and so is Evan. You guys make a great team together, I'm telling you. You're
thank you, Bob.
Together.
And how are things with you these days after 3 years?
Good. My daughter's already 14 years old already.
Wow.
Now she's growing up.
Are you still sitting, listening to this show in your underwear, pouring Vermont honey all over your naked body, or no?
No, not like we talked.
I'm just saying, I want to make sure you've grown up a little bit, right?
Yeah, I've grown up a lot. Yeah.
And are you still a diehard Yankee fan?
Of course.
And do you want the Yankees to sign Kyle Schwarber so that you have a left-handed stick with the short porch?
Yeah, he's a great player. Yes, he's one of the greatest.
And
I, I'm happy with the Giants lately, too.
Sure, why not? Three wins in a row, a chance to take over a commanding lead of first place in the division. Your teams are doing pretty good.
I think the Giants have a shot to beat Seattle this weekend.
Well, I would say this. You're most likely, I think, Colt McCoy is going to be your quarterback. So let's try to keep it in our pants a little bit here. Will Seattle blow them out? I do not believe they will. Will the Giants?
Defense is a lot better than last year.
And they can run the ball now. And the fact that they can run the ball successfully means that they'll be in every game. Plus, if you look at them even before the offensive line started playing better, there's only one game you could say the Giants really had no shot to win.
49ers.
My man, Pots and Pants, who's smarter than you. Now, listen.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe that game.
Here's the final question for you, Bob.
Yep.
Who's your favorite radio talk show host of all time?
Of course you, Craig. Of course.
I don't have to brag about it, but I feel good about that, and I want to thank you. I win the Bob Award. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
You get anything for the Bob Award?
Yes, yes. He sends Vermont syrup. I said honey. I meant to say syrup. I think I have early onset, but yes. I said honey. I meant to say Vermont syrup. He used to pour syrup all over his. It was like a good luck thing.
Really?
Yeah. And then he would have
Vermont is known for their syrup, though.
And I said honey. I meant syrup. Yeah. I apologize for. I had my condiments
mixed up. I mean, there's a big difference, but that's fine.
Is syrup a condiment? I think it is.
For your pancakes, it is.
At IHOP, it is.
Definitely.
Yeah, no doubt.
Good syrup is key. I've driven through Vermont one time. We stopped three times just to buy syrup.
Yeah,
just like investigating
the
syrup. Yeah, and it was all good, man.
Could you taste the difference in the syrups? Be honest. Probably
not. Very, very, very slight.
Did you ever actually go up to a tree, pump the pipe in the tree with the faucet, and get your own syrup?
No.
Oh, that's fun.
That'd be fun.
Well, the problem is that it takes a very long time.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit there next to a tree waiting for the syrup to come out.
Well, I'm just saying you have to be very patient. Because what you do is you take, it's almost like, imagine like a PVC pipe, but it's a lead pipe, all right? And you sledgehammer the lead pipe into the tree. Then on the end of the exposed end of the pipe, you put a, what are those things called?
Spigot.
Spigot. Okay, let's go with spigot. I don't know why I can't
think of
what this thing is. What's this thing called?
A cup?
Faucet, like a faucet.
Oh, a faucet.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You have a faucet, and eventually when that tree is in heat and you open the faucet.
The tree is in heat?
Yes.
Huh.
Every living organism on this planet is looking to
reproduce. Sure.
So a tree's way of reproducing is releasing honey.
Huh. Syrup, you mean?
God damn.
Why do you keep messing that up?
Syrup. Yes.
Syrup.
Syrup. I apologize.
I remember when I was in Vermont, we then went to Canada.
You bathed
they
in syrup?
They gave me the third degree crossing the border. Why are you going to Canada? Why did you pick this place to go through? I was like, I don't know. Google Maps told me to go this way.
You're smuggling drugs.
I wasn't doing anything.
How do we know?
15 questions they asked me.
Were they Mounties?
They were Mounties.
I love a Mountie. I love that red
dude, I wanted
jacket.
To take a picture, but I was afraid. I mean, they were so concerned about my entry into Canada that I was like, man, if I ask to take a picture, it ain't going to go well.
Were you with your wife?
I was with my wife.
That's why.
What does that mean?
That's why.
What are you trying to imply?
I'm not implying anything.
What are you
trying to say? They see a young couple. She's very attractive. You're not. They're probably saying to themselves, what's going on here? Why is she with him?
Huh.
The more questions we ask him, maybe she'll give us a sign like, help!
Something will come out.
Help! Yeah, that's all that
my
was. They were protecting your wife.
The other time I went to Canada, I taunted.
But you're funny. You're trying to accuse me of making a comment about your wife's background. Look at you.
Is that what you thought I was going to say?
Oh, because my wife's Mexican?
I know
where you're going. Oh, she's El Chapo. She's a drug lord.
Is that what you initially thought?
No, that's what you were thinking.
Of course that's what I was thinking.
I knew it.
You called me out correctly. The other time I went to Canada, this is going to bore you, so I'm going to warn you. I was going for Nets-Raptors game 7. And when they asked me, what are you going to Canada for? You know what I said to the guy?
Nets-Raptors game 7.
I'm here to see the Nets kick the Raptors' ass.
Nice.
That's how I said it.
All right.
And the guy looked at me so confused.
You probably had no idea what you were talking
about. No idea what I was talking about. But I felt good. I felt like a tough guy.
There you go.
Coming here to kick some ass.
Here's Andrew and Shirley. Andrew, you're on the fan. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First of all, just want to say you guys are great together.
Thank you.
I don't know if it's said enough. You know, usually one of you guys, a fan of Evan, fan of Craig. But seriously, together you guys are good. I did want to touch on a couple things, mostly the Mets and then one thing, Jets. But with the Mets thing, it really is a huge deal with the Steve Cohen thing, and Evan, you know, you can tell me if you agree or not, but it's not so much like the guarantee that we're going to get some big frontline free agent, a huge all-star, whatever it is, but I want to know that we're in every single talk. Like,
yes.
There's not this big Bryce Harper or Manny Machado that comes out just to use examples,
yes,
and we just laugh at the prospect of being involved.
Bingo.
You're right. At the end of the day, a Dodgers might beat us out, a Cubs might beat us out, a Yankees might beat us out, but I want to know that it came down to that we had a chance and maybe the years didn't work out or something like that, but not because we didn't put up the money.
You nailed it. And look, there's going to have to be pelts on the wall. Okay, so it can't just be they were talking to this guy, they were talking to that guy. They're going to have to add guys, but I completely agree with him. There is this feeling of the Mets are talking to everybody. There is no free agent that's unrealistic. We used to live in a world in which the top part of the free agent pool were unrealistic for Met fans. Do you think the Wilpons would have ever even touched the idea of DJ LeMahieu? They wouldn't want to get on the Yankees' bad side. It's possible. I don't think the Mets are going to sign him, by the way, but I think the Mets are going to talk to him. And that's a different world, and it's a world I like to live in.
Someone asked Steve Cohen when he knew that the Mets were going to either announce or sign
Trevor May.
And he said a week ago.
Yes.
So you do have to believe that, let's use LeMahieu as an example. I'm not saying it's him, but just for the sake of the point I want to make. If that's the guy that they have targeted, you do have to believe they have already spoken to his representatives.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now it's just a question of, okay, what does that side want to do? Some guys don't want. Yeah, by the way, it might sound weird. There are some guys who have no interest in doing business right before holidays, that they want to be with their family, they want to get away from it, they don't want to deal with the crap, they know they're going to sign for a lot of money, they don't know where, but they're not worried about signing a deal, they want 3 weeks to themselves, whatever it is, and when we come back in January, all right, let's talk business. That does happen.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that being said, the people that represent those people, you know, they are working hard right now, and I guarantee you, whether it's George Springer, whether it's Bauer, who I do believe they've already spoken to multiple times, whether it's whomever, that the New York Mets have already had the initial salvo conversation with those representatives. What are we looking at?
And 100%.
And by the way, the Yankees have also, the Dodgers have, the Red Sox have, you know, the team, the Cubs, the teams you think that are going to be active, Houston, Atlanta, they've already all had those conversations. Now it comes down to, of all those guys out there, we got to prioritize. So we believe the Mets would prioritize Bauer 1, pick your poison for number 2. You can make an argument for a couple different guys. Are we trying to trade for Lindor? Are we going after Springer? Whatever it is, they've already done that. Now it's really, the hard work is done. Now it comes down to how much and who. And that's it.
Yeah, one edit I'll make to something I said, as I said to you early on, I said this back with Joe, I think the Mets will trade for Lindor. It was a prediction I had. They're going to trade for Lindor. I'll tell you why I don't think that anymore. I think, and it's from something Sandy said to us when we had him on. I brought up the Kelnick-Cano trade and that gasp. I don't think he wants to trade any prospects. I get the sense now from Sandy that his investment in this team and the moves that they're going to make is going to come out of free agency. And so I don't think he's got the stomach to trade Batty or Allen or Jimenez or anybody of that nature. They're going to sign free agents. I don't know who they're going to sign, but they're going to add free agents, and they're talking to everybody, and you're right. The conversations are going on right now. I think early January is really going to start to heat up.
Jeff's in Trenton, New Jersey on the Fan. Jeff, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. How you guys doing?
Doing good, buddy.
Excellent.
First-time caller. My two favorite hosts come together.
Look,
what a show.
This is our Christmas gift to you.
Oh, man. So listen, guys, I noticed from the first show, you've been opening with Black Eyes from Star Is Born.
There
what
you
a
go.
Great song.
All over it.
But you can't just credit Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper for it. You know who they did all the music for that with?
Kris Kristofferson.
Maybe. Lucas Nelson. You know who he is?
Lucas Nelson, yeah, Ricky's brother.
Willie's son.
And Willie's son. He had two kids, right?
Yeah, he's a lot of kids. Yeah. I know you got some nice Bose speakers in your car, Craig. When you get in there earlier, put on some Lucas Nelson.
First off, I don't even have a car.
No?
No. No.
Secondly, there might be Bose speakers on the street somewhere, but I don't know.
I'm the one with the nice Bose speakers.
He's got the nice
car. I'm
going to
blast it when I go home today.
Yeah, there you go. It is a great song.
It's tremendous.
And who would think that Bradley Cooper, of all people, could rock it out?
Be honest with me. When you sent me, because the way this went,
I'll take people behind the scenes. I texted Craig. I said, hey, you got an idea for a song? Because I know nothing about music. I'm honest. I know what I don't know. And Craig says, I got a couple ideas. Sends me five songs back. Were the other four songs dummy songs, knowing that this was the one that you like? Because I responded right away and said, this one. This one that I liked,
but there's one other one I liked. There are a couple in there that are decent that I knew that were. I put them in there so you had choices.
Oh, okay.
But this was the one I hoped you would have liked.
Oh, I loved it. It wasn't even that difficult. It was immediate. It was like, yeah. Boom.
Hey, remember that story about Tyler Hero dropping into the DM of my University of Miami girl?
Yes.
So I asked my daughter about it, and she had no idea who Tyler Hero was. Mm-hmm. And she said, I promise you, Daddy, it wasn't my DM, but I would have said no also. All right, making sure. So we found a picture of who the girl was.
Okay.
All right. I showed it to my daughter. She don't know who the girl is. Showed it to my son. He don't know who the girl is, but he wants to.
All right.
And so now I just wanted to clear that up. But Eric has a take on that. Eric, good afternoon. How are you?
What's going on, Craig? What's going on, Evan? I live in Coral Gables, and I wanted to know who this girl was, so I went on Instagram and I found her. And I have a girlfriend, so I just commented on the page just like a joke because I wanted to be a part of the show yesterday. You guys were talking about it.
Right.
So I wanted to comment on her page. The next thing, at 9 o'clock this morning, I got a text from my girlfriend. Hey, someone sent me this, and I got this picture of my comment on her page. And I had to explain this for like 30 minutes.
So did you blame me or Evan?
Well, you. Somebody owes me a $150 facial because I had to go and buy this facial for my girlfriend to get
done
today.
Craig, would you be okay? Can we talk to your girlfriend and kind of explain it to her, or would that not be comfortable for her or you?
Good point, yeah.
Like, we could talk to her and say, hey, Eric's girlfriend, what's up?
Yeah, we're happy to get you off the hook if you want.
I would love that. If we can make that happen, she's off today. She's a nurse, so...
I tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold. Give the crew her phone number, but you'll give her a heads up that we're going to call, okay?
Okay.
We're going to take literally a five-minute break. That's it, just 5 little minutes, not a minute more. See if we can get your girlfriend on the phone, and then Evan and I will hook you up and get you off the hook. It's our fault, not yours. You were doing show prep for us.
That's it. That's
you were
all.
Helping us out. You were helping us out, and we appreciate it. And ladies, listen, when someone talks about a pro athlete sliding into someone's DM.
I'm putting you on hold, Eric, all right? So stay right there. I pressed the right button.
Every guy, the first, that don't mean he doesn't love you less.
No.
It doesn't mean he wants to get with her. But when you hear about a pro athlete trying to slide into a good-looking, attractive woman's DM, every guy does the same thing. We just want to know what she looks like. When we first heard that Justin Herbert's girlfriend was attractive, we just wanted to see what we were talking about.
It doesn't mean we're going to do anything.
We're just curious. We're not in that league, right? But we're still men. We still want to check it out.
You know what it is, bro? We're visual people, like anything in life. Like, if you talk about a delicatessen, I'd like to see a picture of it. I just want to know what you're talking about.
Or you want to see how they hang their meats.
Yes, I want to see how the meat are hung.
Right. Where's the pastrami at? That type of thing.
Show me a picture.
So now, I'll tell you this. I was, no disrespect to this young woman, I was disappointed in Tyler Hero. When you drop 30 in an NBA final game, you could do better than that.
Oh, come on.
You got to call Justin Herbert's girlfriend's sister. That's what you need to do. 5 minutes, right back. Don't touch it. It's 5 minutes. We'll be right back.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
All right. 3:22. All right, we have Nicole on the hotline. Bring her on, please, guys. Nicole, you're on with Craig Carton and Evan Roberts. We're a radio show in New York. Is it okay to have you on the air?
Yes, it's fine.
All right. First off, I understand you're a nurse, so thank you for what's, I'm sure, been very tough 6-7 months for you. I hope you're doing well and that you're healthy and that the people you look after are doing well as well.
Yes, we're all good. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I want to help you out here because your boyfriend called in, and I recognize, listen, I recognize what's going on. We had reached out to him. We were looking for a correspondent, in different states throughout the country, and he had applied to us that he wanted to be our South Florida correspondent.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, he did.
And he's been great. He's a great.
He's actually
to the show.
He's called the station. He's a big Marlin fan. Me and him have gone back and forth about it. Very good dude.
Here's what happened. We got to take the heat for it. My daughter is a sophomore at the University of Miami. And I just wanted to, there's a basketball player that was sliding into girls' DMs and hitting on them. And you know, daughters don't give straight answers. So I reached out to our correspondent in South Florida and said, do me a favor, slide into this girl's DM. Let's see what's going on. Make sure it's not my daughter. So he was really just helping me out as a dad. And I recognize to you it might look like he's checking other women out, but it was really his job, and he was really doing me a solid. So hopefully you can understand what took place.
I mean, I guess when you put it that way, I guess he was doing you a solid. So,
he was.
You know, I can't be mad at him, right?
The other part of the story is he also said he loved thick-legged ladies.
Yes. Yeah, he does.
So. well, listen, you're a very good sport, and he told us a story. So I don't know if he was innocent or not, but I told him we try to help him out. So that's the best we got.
But he's off the hook now. He's out of the doghouse. Is that correct?
Yes.
He's got to buy you a nice bottle of wine, take you out for dinner now. Don't let him off the hook yet.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
There you go.
All right, we'll make sure of that.
Yeah. Hey, have things gotten worse in the last couple of weeks at your hospital, or are you guys doing okay?
Yeah, no, there's a surge going on now down here. So,
well, listen, like I said, stay healthy, stay safe.
Thank you for everything
you do,
man. You're on the front lines for us, and we appreciate that.
Thanks. thank. He did say the thick-legged thing, though. I'm not lying. And he said something about being naked eating my fungo. I don't know what that is, but I'm just gonna. I'm just saying.
He's so charming.
He's a keeper. You gotta tie that one up.
I'll take that into consideration.
There you go. Be good. Stay well. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
There you go. Very nice. All right. See.
How did you do that?
I do what I do.
I mean, for those just tuning in, like, Eric said none of that, and yet you said it, and she was like as if it was 100% accurate.
Yeah.
You're a magician.
Listen.
How did you do that? That was incredible.
We just helped. Listen, if you have a problem at home, it's like Arnold Diaz. Call Carton and Roberts. We've saved one relationship.
You think he's definitely out of the doghouse?
Oh, he's good to go. She's on the phone with him now. Going, oh, it's all good. You set that up. Nice guys. Mofongo, yeah. Being naked.
Naked Mofongo.
The Hispanic big-legged thing. Okay, we're good. No, listen, I did ask my, you know what? I'm going to call him. I don't know. My daughter might be, she's taking finals right now.
Mm-hmm.
But let me see real quick. Let me see if I can get her on the horn. See real quick. Just make sure. All right, 1 second here. Let's get her real quick. All right, 1 second. Okay.
Hello, I'm
hey.
At the doctor.
You're at the doctor? All right, then hang up. I hope it goes well. I'll call you later, okay? Love you.
Love you.
All right, bye-bye.
I love how she answers it with, I'm at the doctor.
I don't want to know.
Get you off the chase.
There's some things daddies don't want to know. I don't want to know what kind of doctor. I don't know who the doctor is.
I was going to say.
I don't want to know. I don't ask. I got a 20-year-old daughter. You go to the doctor, good for you. Be responsible. That's what you got to do. Here's my made man, Bruno, in Jersey. Don't forget, at 4 o'clock today, the dumbest thing any commissioner has ever said while commissioner. What do you got, Bruno?
What's up, Craigie? How's everything, brother?
Great.
I'm glad that you're back. I just wanted to reach out and thank you for mentioning me the other day. Evan, you guys are great together. I appreciate you always mentioning wrestling now and then.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Now entering the arena from New Jersey, the Meadowlands Monster!
All day, every day, brother. And if you need me to slam Evan into a desk, just give me a call.
Oh, God, thanks, Meadowlands Monster. Hey, Monster, what did you think of Sting last night? Were you all over that?
Of course, man. I grew up in the Monday Night Raw WCW war, so seeing Sting always is amazing. I actually have a pretty good story about I was a security guard for Sting, and he couldn't get into his room. And
really?
I basically grabbed one of the guys that were working in the hotel. I saw a bunch of keys on his neck. So I grabbed him and I pulled him over to Sting, and I'm like, you know who this man is? And he was like, not really. I'm like, well, it doesn't matter. Open the door. The guy opened the door real quick. thing looked at me and was like, you know, I really appreciate that. I didn't want to have to go downstairs. He was in full garb, makeup.
Oh, my God. The whole nine. Tremendous. So,
I really appreciate you guys a lot, Craig. You know, I'm a truck driver. Yep. I'm alone a lot in my truck all day. So you guys mean a lot to me. You bring me laughter. You bring me joy. And when you were gone for a while, Craig, it kind of sucked. Like, part of my routine was gone. But it's amazing to hear you guys together. You guys sound amazing. Check out Pro Wrestling Magic, guys. You ever want to come to a show, let me know. And if you ever want to get in the ring, Evan, and take some bumps.
Yeah,
I think I would.
I have access.
I would. Hey, that I would do. That
don't,
I would
don't,
do.
Don't you have a fight this weekend or next weekend?
December 18th, I'll be wrestling a kid called Jay Evans. Jay the Key. I'm going to give him a key.
Nice.
I'm definitely going to give him a key. All right.
All right. Listen, Bruno, be good. Stay safe on the roads. Love you, buddy. I appreciate you checking in. Good
See,
man
I wouldn't
right
box, but I'd wrestle. I'd well, sell he, like he it. You know to, what, baby.
They got a training facility, I think he said in Rochelle, not sure where, mm-hmm. and he wanted to teach you, like, how to go into the, like, the turnbuckle and bounce off the ropes.
Oh, bring
but,
it.
But, like, to teach you.
Yeah.
Not to mess you up, like, no. so you can do it.
Hell yeah.
But there's a problem with that.
What's the problem? I see no problem no, with that.
I'm going to tell you what the problem is.
What?
There's a problem, all right? The problem is that Jerry Recco sent me the video of you trying to dunk a basketball on a 6-foot rim.
I wasn't trying to dunk a basketball. I dunked a basketball.
On a 6-foot rim yep. with Iron Eagle doing the call.
Yeah, that was out on Twitter six
I'm
months ago.
I'm a loser. Yeah, but I wasn't here 6 months
okay,
ago.
Okay, I'm just saying. It's old news, but okay.
Do you guys have the audio of that by chance? See if you can find it for me.
The audio, it's the best part.
Either check my Twitter account or Recco's. He sent it to me, right?
What's wrong? Well, I don't understand the problem, though.
Ooh, wait, time out. Ezra D, you son of a bitch. They're selling peppermint bark. Kirkland peppermint bark's in the stores now. Someone's got to get some peppermint bark for tomorrow on this show. Thank you, Ezra. Good job, buddy.
that jumped into your brain.
I just saw peppermint bark. Huh? Yes.
I'll take some peppermint bark.
So
what's the issue with the video?
Wow.
I dunked.
No.
Successfully.
My man. Wow.
What's the issue?
Wow.
What, you want to explain? You're just going to wow us all day.
I think if people saw the video, wow says it all.
People have seen the video.
Say it backwards. It's still wow.
What's the issue?
There's wow.
Did I dunk?
It's a 6-foot goal.
Hold on. Did I dunk?
Yes, you did.
So it went through. Okay.
Yes, it did.
So what the hell's the issue?
You didn't jump.
I didn't need to jump.
Listen to this audio of Iron Eagle describing Evan Roberts dunking on a 6-foot goal in the driveway.
Nets down by one. Here's Evan Roberts on the outside. Oh, what a physical specimen. Roberts makes his move. Oh, Evan Roberts with a man's jam.
Yeah.
Roberts is not human. Literally, I don't think he's human.
Did you hear my grunt? I was like,
yeah. Yeah, Nets down by one. Here's Evan Roberts on the outside. Oh, what a physical specimen. Roberts makes his move. Oh, Evan Roberts with a man's jam. Roberts is not human. Literally.
Craig, the only thing I'll self-critique on, because I am very honest with myself.
Was it the shirt under the shirt?
Had nothing to do with that.
Was it the near falling down on the driveway after?
I almost tore my ACL because it was wet outside, slipping on a little bit of mud. And that was scary. And I almost went down. But I was so honest that even if I went down, I would have saved that video and used it.
That's funny.
One take man.
Ian told me that Marv Albert tried to steal that job from him. That's just what he said, but that was, Ian told me that. I don't know if that's accurate or not. I know Marv's busy.
No confirmation of that.
That's what he said. Let's see. Don't get 4:00. Wait till you hear this comment from Roger Goodell. You're going to say to yourself, what? Here's Harry in Stamford, Connecticut. Harry, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. Craigie, I'm glad you brought up that video because, Evan, I called into your colleague John Jastrzemski's show last night, and I asked him an important question that I now want to pose to you. And I'll give you his answer once you answer.
Right.
Which is the least athletic of the two videos, JJ's tee shot or you dunking on that?
JJ's tee shot. Easily. It's golf. I'm playing basketball. Done. End of discussion.
He said he hit it 250 yards off the tee.
No,
so.
He didn't.
He definitely did not, but okay.
I've seen both. And neither one of them should be talking.
Well, No. Well, hold on a second.
Like, who's the tallest dwarf in the circus?
But that's his question. He didn't say, hey, Evan, are you going to join the NBA? I didn't say that. He asked a question, a very good one, which is less athletic. JJ's is. That's it.
Doesn't mean
I'm amazing. I never said I was amazing.
I can't say that.
I'm not like you. I don't walk around talking like I'm an all pro. I'm kicking 52-yard field goals. We're very different in that way. And that's okay. But my dunk was more athletic than J.J.'s. I don't even know how to describe that swing.
With J.J.'s swing, there's no athleticism in it at all.
Okay, so I win. So then, that's right. Thank you.
By the way, I just got a great tweet. I mean, it's fantastic from Weston Blasi. Blasi. I don't know who that is, but whatever. And the question is there a difference between Knicks and Nets and the fan bases for both teams, right? And the answer is, yes, there clearly is. There's, the other day was media day, right? All the players spoke and answered preseason training camps are opening the whole bit, right? So Kevin Durant, who if he's healthy, arguably best player in the game. We all know Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's media day on a team that has legitimate championship aspirations got 10,000 views on YouTube. Now, Big Mac, that's a lot of views, right?
That's a good amount. Solid.
I mean, Tommy throwing the baseball topless got over 100,000. But okay, the best player in the sport playing for the Brooklyn Nets got 10,000 views on media day. Now, the New York Knicks had Dennis Smith Jr. Mm-hmm. participate in media day.
Yep.
He might be the sixth best guard on the team right now. I don't know. 16,000 views.
False, not true. I have the evidence. It's not true. I'm on YouTube right now. Kevin Durant's interview got 86,000 views.
Wow, I'm talking about...
Oh, so the guy who's a Knick fan picks one spot, because there can be multiple Nets videos suck. On YouTube, and tries to prove his point that
I'm
way.
Just looking
that
at
is
it.
So misleading and wrong. Twitter should suspend them.
Hold on. I'm looking at it. It says here 16,048 views.
That's one link of the... What does that link of the video say? The one
and
I'm holding
the other
up.
One
what
says...
Is that, what does this link of the video say?
Hold on.
What
I
is
can't
this
see
link? 86,000 from a day ago. What? Kevin Durant talks injury rehab practicing with Kyrie Irving. 86,000 views. So you want to apologize?
Well, they're different videos.
Oh, no kidding.
This video is only 10,000.
Okay, so the guy
Dennis Smith
finds
video's got more.
So the guy
popularity,
finds a video. So the guy finds a video with 8,000 views.
Well done.
To say CG, and you know what? The minions who follow him just eat it up. They don't do research on their own. They don't go on YouTube and look at other videos. I'm looking at it right now. 86,000 views. Care to apologize or explain yourself?
No. I can only base it on the information I have in front of me.
Oh, so you're a lapdog. You see the information. Must be true. That's it. I got nothing else. Way to do research.
You guys never hung up on me, but I'm going to Nerlens Noel's Media Day in 2020 got more views on YouTube than Kevin Durant's introduction by the Brooklyn Nets, Evan.
No, so I'm looking at the video right now, Harry. Why did we keep you on, you god?
Why'd you hang up on him?
Because
he had a point. It was,
bro, look.
Edwin Diaz.
What is that? What does that say? 86,000.
Which one
what
is
are you
that?
Watching?
Well, I'm looking at this one. This one.
Oh,
10,
you picked the one you want to find.
I didn't. This guy did.
And by the way, the Knicks have more fans than the Nets. I'm not, like, disputing that. What I'm disputing is putting false... Because I hate when false information goes out there and lapdogs like you just eat it up. Like, oh, it's got to be true. It's got to be true.
No,
this is right.
You're the guy that dunked on a 6-foot hoop and almost broke his ACL.
What does that have to do with it?
Just saying.
What's that scream from?
Oh, hold on. That was you dunking. No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, I know what that is. That's the caller wanted to trade Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, that's not you dunking?
No.
That's Evan lovemaking. That's how they had Jet.
Oh.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Susan, when you first saw Evan naked, what did you say?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Here's God. Anthony. Right?
In your face.
And stop. Anthony, what's up, man?
What's going on, boys? Carton Man, I missed you. Great, great job coming back. You're awesome. Read your book. Documentary's awesome.
Thank you, Evan.
Seriously, dude, you're bragging about dunking.
I never bragged about the dunk. I never bragged about the dunk.
Then we should let the callers talk, Evan.
More views of a cat using a laptop than your views of someone dunking a basketball on 6 feet? Come on, man.
Anthony.
You got at least 8. Tell me, can you dunk on 8 or 9?
No.
Just be honest.
No shot.
You can dunk on 8.
Could I dunk on 8?
You
probably
could dunk on
not.
8-foot goal.
Probably not.
Yeah, you could.
Probably not.
8-foot goal, you could dunk. What are you, about 5'8", 5'9"?
Yeah, but I'm not that athletic. Newsflash. And here's the thing, Anthony. I'm not bragging about dunking on a hoop. When have I bragged? Show me the evidence. Go
ahead, Anthony.
Go ahead, show it.
You're boasting right now. Just by posting that video is you being proud.
No, no, no. I posted that video. I posted that video for three reasons. You ready to know the reasons? Number one, I thought it was awesome. Iron Eagle was attached to it. Number two, was right in the midst of the quarantine. And number three, I thought it'd be funny. Like, I am not afraid to make fun of myself. That's the difference between the reality and Anthony. Anthony thinks I'm bragging, like, look at me dunking. No, I'm not. I'm making fun of myself.
By the way, this just in from Mateo. Apparently, Kevin Durant bought internet bots to give him more views.
Oh, stop.
Because he was upset that the YouTube views were not as many as
this. You are right. I am wrong. Is this going to be all season where you little tiny Knicks fans are going to find anything to your advantage?
Yeah, that's all we got.
We got more YouTube views than you.
And we may only win 12 games, but look at us.
From a guy named Malky Burt with no picture. This guy probably has zero followers. He's probably just set up the account today. Yeah, zero followers.
He set it up today. Okay.
No, during March 2018, 7 following, 0 followers.
Right.
He set up just to bust our balls, I guess.
That's fine.
Take more calls, talk more sports. Moose and Maggie, they're the only real fan-oriented. Is this a Moose burner account? This is either a Moose or a Maggie burner account for sure. Moose and Maggie are the only real fan-oriented sports-based talk shows in all of New York. Yo, Moose has burner accounts. Him and Manish Mehta. Manish Mehta's got this gal out there, or pretending to be a woman, I guess, who attacks anyone that suggests that the story about him stalking Joe Douglas' kid is made up.
Really?
That the story of McDonald asking questions on his behalf is made up.
Really?
That him losing his credentials made up. Yeah. Everyone thinks it's him, but it's a picture of a woman.
Okay.
And she goes, like, balls crazy against the
wall. Did she tweet about anything besides that?
No, only that.
Oh, it's definitely a burner.
Yeah, it's only that.
100% a burner account.
Yeah, no doubt. Anyway, it's Carton and Roberts on the Fan. 5 minutes. That's all it is. We're right back with you in your living room, and you're only 20 minutes away from a comment that I think will be on the epitaph of Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.